plan, say that's your goose.
Uh-huh. These
shoulders.
And this is one
finger.
And these are three
fingers.
And this is my
thumb.
And I'm holding my pen in my right
hand.
And the plural of hand is, everybody has two
fingers.
Oh. Yeah, or two
hands.
Yeah. And this is the
palm.
And this
wrist.
And this
arm.
And this
elbow.
This
chest.
And this
abdomen.
And what's another way?
Stomach.
And this.
This can last three.
Leg.
And this.
Knee.
This.
Thigh.
And this part of the leg.
Calf.
And this part in front.
That's the leg. Front of the leg.
You might say she kicked him in the
chin.
And this part.
Ankle.
And a boy might hop along on one
leg, a foot.
Okay. And everybody walks on two
feet.
Okay.
That's here. That's mommy. Not there.
Will you tell me what time that clock face is, please?
Quarter till five.
Okay. And this kind of support, what do you call this?
I call it a workbench.
Okay. And what about this, if you put a piece of firewood in?
Oh, that's a sewing.
Okay.
And that's a baby carriage.
Okay.
This
now,
is
if you had a baby in a baby carriage, you would what the baby?
Push.
Okay. Now, if we say that this is a field that's got a fence around it,
mm-hmm.
and you're standing over here, and you want to get over to this side here, you can either go all the way around, or you can climb over the fence and go
across.
Okay. Now this one, there are two roads that cross right here,
mm-hmm.
and there's a house here and a house here. So you'd say this house is what from this one?
Across.
Now if we move this house over to here, so we've got this situation, we've still got the two roads, and a house here and a house here.
That would be catacombing.
Okay. Would you use the word catacornered if you were talking about a piece of furniture in relation to the wall? If it wasn't quite, I mean, if it just sort of sat in the corner like that, would you ever say that's catacornered? Or would you use it like that?
Well, I guess I would. What would you use?
I wouldn't use it like that.
What would you?
I wouldn't. I'd just say it's in the corner. Or
oh,
it's
in
not,
the corner.
Yeah. I don't think I'd use it.
It's a corner piece of furniture. It's cut. I've got a piece of desk
mm-hmm.
in the back bedroom, and it fits in the corner, and I call it a corner piece of furniture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Corner desk. But you know, but on that piece, you can call it a catacorner, couldn't you?
I suppose you could. I never.
I don't know where I got that from, though. But uh-huh. that's what I say it all was uh-huh. when.
Okay.
Now, what would you say about that house being across
about the house?
Like that? What would you
I'd say it was catacombed.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But see, I was raised around here too. Being raised.
But now I call that day as piece of corner furniture because they do have sofas that fit in the corner, you know, all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And one piece will fit in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got these.
Really? And where did you go crabbing?
Down at Fort Scriffin.
Mm-hmm. I've never crabbed on the beach. I've always crabbed in a river.
Well, this is a beach, but it's a good place to crab. There's lots of those old fort rocks out there and all, and you can get up on those rocks and play.
Well, do you use use a string with a piece of meat on it? Is that
chicken,
the way you
no.
do it?
Uh-huh. We use it with chicken. chicken wings or either chicken backs.
Did you get a lot of them?
Uh-huh. I put some in the freezer. You know, I boiled them and then I picked them out and put them in the freezer. I've got some there, but it takes a long time and lots of crab to pick out a good-sized freezer box of
Yeah, yeah, I imagine it does. I never learned to pick crabs. I just decided that was something I just didn't want to do, you know, so when anybody ever said, I don't mind picking shrimp.
I like crab and shrimp both.
Mm-hmm.
And oysters. I like all three of those real well.
Well, can you still get oysters pretty easily?
Yes, from the store.
Mm-hmm. Grandma, I'm sure there's no butter in the dairy for now.